Japan. A country so invested in its hauntings, it's hard to tell the folklore from the horror films, and even the true stories. Perhaps that is because they are all so interwoven in the culture and its history. Its legends are as vibrant and beautiful as they are violent and brutal. To this day, discoveries are being made which feed the legends, raising the question of whether these ancient stories are based in truth. In the mid-1980s, an underwater excavation team stumbled across a submerged pyramid-like structure. Whilst many argue it could have been created by currents eroding straight lines into the stone, divers who have seen it claim to have spotted carvings littering the walls. It spans over 165 feet long and 65 feet wide, and some theories believe it could be the remnants of a civilization dating back almost 5,000 years. Some even argue it is proof of the legendary continent of Lemuria and Mu, a lost continent, conceived by scientists in the mid-1800s in their search for the origins of human civilization. Many scholars have claimed that the lost city of Atlantis was created by those born in Lemuria. Could this recent discovery be proof of a land which only exists in myths? We might never know, but what it does tell us is that Japan's rich and ancient history still has much to be revealed. As with many island countries, Japan's relationship with the sea is based in both fear and respect. Tales of the ocean offering the island protection are matched by the terrifying stories of ghosts dragging ships to their demise. One such legend containing both is that of the Dragon Triangle, also known as the Devil's Sea. Sitting roughly 60 miles below Tokyo, its history dates back as far as 3,000 years, with thousands of reports of missing ships and mysterious sightings. Mythological stories originating from China in 1000 BC spoke of dragons with an insatiable hunger. Any ship who attempted to sail through the area would be found by the underwater dragons and dragged to the depths of the ocean floor. The stories continued throughout the ages, and one of its most documented incidents took place during the attempted invasion by the Mongol horde in the year 1241. Kublai Khan, the grandson of Genghis Khan, ordered a fleet of 900 ships to sail from mainland China to meet a second fleet, consisting of 100,000 Mongol troops, in order to overwhelm the Japanese defences. As the enormous fleet made its way across the Devil's Sea, it was overwhelmed by a deadly storm. Every ship disappeared beneath the waves, and all 40,000 crew met their ends. The loss of these ships caused the failure of the siege, and the Japanese believed the gods had sent the typhoons to save them. To add to this belief, a second attack was mounted by Kublai Khan in 1281. Once again, the fleet who sailed through the Dragon's Triangle succumbed to the terrible weather. The forces who made it to Japan became trapped in a 50-day stalemate, unable to occupy the land they had come for. Eventually, they retreated, with many of Khan's soldiers deserting. The Japanese had been offered a lifeline by the Devil's Sea again. Disappearances such as these have continued for centuries. Reports of fishing boats never returning from the area was commonplace, and tales of sea monsters and unseen forces grew with each mystery. In 1944, a Japanese war pilot named Toshiki Langwas was flying over the Dragon's Triangle during aerial combat with the US Army. He claims to have seen an enormous serpent-like creature rear out of the water. Langwas went on to describe it as almost 150 feet long. He said it had huge triangular wings aloft its back, which it used to shoot through the sea at speed. Its giant head raised out of the water as it sped along. Individual sightings of sea monsters are no rarity in any part of the world. But during the 1940s and 50s, a string of disappearances brought the legend of the triangle back into view, and the Japanese government began to take notice. The Ogasawara Islands, or Bonin Islands as they are referred to in English, are a chain of volcanic islands which sit roughly 600 miles south of Japan, and right on the edge of the Devil's Sea. They are a tropical paradise, covered in luscious green jungle and surrounded by shimmering blue lagoons and coral reefs. They are an off-grid tourist dream. But their history reveals a landscape far more sinister. As Japanese ships began to explore the islands more, the rate of disappearances dramatically increased. Many fishing boats were reported missing, but it wasn't until 5 military ships vanished that the government took a keen interest. Determined to discover what was causing the loss of so many lives in the area, they put together a team of research vessels. Their sole purpose was to investigate the surrounding sea and chain of islands which had recently appeared, created by a volcanic eruption. One vessel was called Kaomaru No. 5, and in September of 1952, it set out on its mission. To the Japanese government's dismay, it met the same fate as the ships it was supposed to be investigating. It reached its destination and then vanished without a trace. Sometime later, the wreckage of the ship was discovered by rescue vessels, but its 31 crew members were never found. Their lives added to the growing list of those lost to the Devil's Sea. This loss launched the government into action. They aborted all research missions and declared the area a danger zone for any form of marine travel. As the years have progressed, technology has been able to continue the research, and although it didn't discover dragons, the reality was just as fatal to those who encounter it. The seabed below the Dragon's Triangle is an area covered by underwater volcanoes. When these eruptions take place, those sailing above are sucked down below the waves, lost forever. Research into the area also discovered something else. The Devil's Sea is home to a natural occurrence known as a vile vortex. This is a location which has an extremely strong electromagnetic current running through it, and it subsequently causes terrible anomalies for those who pass over them, often with devastating consequences. The Devil's Sea is one of 12 vile vortices across the planet, but the most famous is a name you are sure to have come across. Potentially the most vile vortex is known across the world as the Bermuda Triangle. Scientific answers don't often put a stop to folklore, and tales of ghosts sinking ships are still told to this day. There is a very particular kind of ghost which you may encounter whilst on a ship in Japanese lore, and one of these is known as a funayure. It is a branch of yokai. Yokai are supernatural beings. They come in all different forms, but are generally considered malevolent. The word literally means bewitching spectre in English, and the funayure certainly fall under that title. Their name translates as boat spirit, and they are the ghosts of those lost at sea. Devastated by their own fate, they seek revenge on the living, and attempt to bring about the same fate which befell them. A sailor is most likely to encounter them on a dark, foggy night. The Funayore will emerge from the mist, heading towards the living. They crawl out of the water in hordes, clambering into the ships and attempting to scare the crew overboard or distract them until the ship crashes. But the Funayore also sail ships of their own, harassing and chasing boats through the darkness. There are many different types of water spirits found throughout Japanese folklore, but the tales of ghosts which haunt the land still fill people with dread to this day. The islands and mainland of Japan are arguably some of the most haunted places in the world. They inspire stories which have spread across the globe and become international sensations. The Grudge, The Ring, and Dark Water are all based on terrifying tales from Japanese legends. But not all of these stories instill fear. Films such as Spirited Away, Princess Mononoke, and My Neighbor Totoro showcase the breadth and beauty of imagination in Japanese folklore, with its seemingly endless collection of colourful spirits and myths. There are several locations in Japan which are renowned for holding many different types of yokai. Some of them you can still visit to this day, such as the Kiyotaki Tunnel, originally a part of the Atagoyama Railway. It is a single-track road through a sloping hill and is plagued with tales of fatal accidents and ghostly sightings. Those who know it suggest finding an alternative route and make sure to avoid it at night. There are other places which hold stories known across the country, but their actual whereabouts lie unknown. Many argue they may not exist at all. One such place is the Homuro Mansion. To the southeast of Tokyo lies a mountain. It's an ancient place filled with trees over 1,000 years old. Covered in moss, they stretch their way upwards, reaching for the sky, an idyllic landscape filled with greenery and glistening pools. But a legend tells the tale of something far less soothing. Built majestically amongst the trees was the Homuro Mansion. It was an impressive building and home to more than just its residents. On its grounds, there was also a Shinto shrine, a temple, and according to the story, a portal to a demon realm. There are many versions of what happened at the mansion, all as brutal as the next. To appease the demons and keep the portal closed, the Homuro family would carry out a ritual every half a century. A young girl would be sacrificed painfully and cruelly. The ritual was known as the strangling ritual. The sacrifice would be picked, and for 10 long years had to cut all ties with the outside world. Any form of attachment would prevent the ritual from working. The myth stated that the sacrificed girl would have ropes tied around all her limbs and neck. These would be pulled tighter and tighter until the gruesome act was complete, and the blood-stained ropes would be draped around the portal, ensuring it stayed closed. But one year, something went horribly wrong. A man who loved the woman chosen for sacrifice attempted to save her. The love she felt caused an attachment to re-emerge, and tainted by this, the ritual failed. The family desperately attempted to close the portal, flinging the rope around it, but with no success. Descending into madness, the father of the family took up his sword and murdered all 7 members of the Homuro family, Finally, he turned the blade on himself, and out of fear of what would emerge from the portal, he took his own life. The story continues that the family haunt the mansion to this day and attempt to carry out the strangling ritual on any person foolish enough to enter the abandoned house. Many people have attempted to find the source of the tale. It is well known and widely spread, but its true origin remains a mystery, as does the fabled location of the mansion. However, this does not stop people from searching for the cursed residence, determined to find its whereabouts buried in the forest, and perhaps meet the family fated to haunt it. The forests of Japan are home to many stories, but there is one more famous than any other. The Aokigahara Forest sits at the foot of Mount Fuji and is known as the Sea of Trees, but you may have heard of it referred to as the Suicide Forest. A dense forest which is roughly 2 hours southwest of Tokyo, it is as magnificent as it is full of darkness. It gained international interest in 2018 when a YouTuber posted a video which went viral. The video has since been taken down and an apology was issued, but it was a clear lesson that those who choose to broadcast in the forest should do so with awareness and respect. Tourists routinely flood to the forest, and it is asked that those who visit the Sea of Trees behave respectfully towards the lives of people who were lost there. The stories in Aokigahara are far more ancient than recent history, and it is said to be the home of the Yori ghosts. Poems and folklore tell of tales of starvation which plagued the local villagers. Out of desperation, families would take their elderly relatives and leave them in the forest, a custom known as ubusut. Many scholars state they don't believe this custom was a common occurrence, but it has not stopped the spread of tales. These lost souls are said to be the origins of the Yori in the forest. Vengeful and starving, visitors report seeing the spirits move through the trees and hear their cries. Hikers must also be vigilant when entering. A vast place with trees grown so tightly together, it is often incredibly dark. And if you become lost, you cannot rely on a compass to help you leave. The eruptions from the volcanic Mount Fuji have caused the soil of the forest floor to have an incredibly high iron count. This renders the magnet in a compass or GPS in a phone almost useless. Bodies have never been an unusual sight in the Sea of Trees, but that became shockingly more common during the 1950s. The forest became the final resting place for large numbers of people ending their life. The body count has continued to grow, and in 2004, it peaked, with 108 bodies being discovered throughout the year. It is a shocking number of deaths, and the reason for the enormous increase has never truly been discovered. People who delve deep into the forest describe an incredible sense of heaviness. Filled with stories of yuri, goblins, and the tale that the forest itself is a living ghost. A consistent report is the feeling of being dragged in. An unexplainable force causes people to stray from the path, and the sound of screams piercing through the silence are often heard. Whether this forest is filled with vengeful spirits, or is well known for its body count, it is still undeniably a beautiful place. If visitors wish to go and stick to the path, they will find a wood filled with impressive greenery and incredible views of the spectacular Mount Fuji. Mount Fuji's silhouette makes it one of the most recognizable mountains in the world. An ancient volcano, it towers above the landscape surrounding it. In fact, it looms so large that it has spurred many questions about its origins. Geographically speaking, Mount Fuji as a volcano is too big and too active for the area it is situated. For hundreds of years, people have speculated as to how Mount Fuji grew to be the imposing feature we see today. The volcano is situated above many small pockets of magma. These are caused by the Philippine sea plate sinking below Japan. Pockets of magma such as these shouldn't be able to sustain and grow volcanoes as formidable and active as Fuji. Japan has 109 volcanoes across its islands, and Fuji is by far the largest and most active, reaching a height of 3,776 metres tall. And it, in turn, became home to Japan's oldest story. The name Fuji is thought to have come from the words for the Aino goddess of fire, Uchi or Fuchi. The tale of Fuji begins with a struggling farmer named Fisu. He and his family lived in a barren land. Growing crops and sustaining life was almost impossible. One night, Fisu was awoken by an incredibly loud sound. Cracking and rumbling surrounded the area. He thought it was a huge earthquake. Rushing to the window, Fisu looked outside to see the ground had cracked open and a volcano had sprung from below. The volcano brought with it fertile land and allowed the people to live fully and thrive. Mount Fuji became a sacred place of worship, and Fisu named it Fujiyama, the eternal or never-dying mountain. A recent scientific discovery found that there is a tear in the Philippine plate directly below Mount Fuji, created maybe 2 million years ago when two continents collided. This has made way for fresh magma to continue to refill Fuji's magma chamber and allowed it to grow higher and more powerful than any other volcano in Japan. It may have taken more than a day, but the ancient story of a unique volcano springing from a crack in the ground seems truer than ever. Although volcanoes are renowned for their destruction, they are also responsible for creating an enormous amount of life. As well as creating rich, fertile soil, volcanic eruptions change the waterways. In the 9th and 10th century, lava flowed down the rivers, damming the path of the water and forcing it to remain on the mountainside. This created the five lakes of Mount Fuji. Each lake as beautiful as the next, they are one of the biggest tourist attractions in the area and create a truly stunning landscape. But one lake in particular is known for a different reason. Lake Motosu is reported to be home to an inexplicably giant creature, one that is known locally as Mossy. The lakes themselves have a mysterious aura. Lake Motosu is connected to Lake Saiko and Lake Shoji by a system of underground waterways, and some of the lakes still have visible protrusions of hardened lava. These features have gained interest for centuries, but Mossy is more of a recent discovery. The lake monster rose to common knowledge when a group of tourists spotted a giant shadow swimming through the middle of the clear lake. Not long after this, locals also began to report sightings of unusual activity in the water. There were stories of sudden surges or waves with no discernible cause. People started to look at the lake more closely, and media speculation began of a giant creature lurking in the deep water. one group of fishermen set out to catch the mysterious being and laid a vast number of sturdy nets throughout the lake, determined to solve the mystery. But when they hauled in their traps, they discovered the nets had been ripped apart by a seemingly very large animal. Others began taking to the water with sonar equipment and reporting large unexplained objects moving at the bottom of the lake. One captain claimed he picked up an object over 25 meters long. Speculation began as to what the creatures could be. The lakes themselves are, geologically speaking, fairly young and not connected to any rivers. Theories of a prehistoric beast, such as the one rumoured to stalk the black waters of Loch Ness, aren't viable, given that it would have to have had survived for millions of years and would have had no way of entering the newly formed lakes. The creature would have to be much younger, some form of modern aquatic life. In the late 70s, a young man was fishing in Lake Psycho. He spotted what he thought was a log. Moving closer towards it, he realised he was in fact looking at a creature with part of its back emerging above the water. He described the back as black and shiny, perhaps even with a rubbery texture. The rest of the outline was that of a huge fish or whale, one which was many times bigger than the small boat he sat in. The creature then dove deep into the lake and vanished from sight. He waited for a time, but it never re-emerged. Sightings continued consistently throughout the 1980s, and in 1987, a group of photographers taking photos on Lake Motosu described seeing a sudden swell of water. They turned their cameras towards it, but the footage itself was very dark and difficult to make out anything other than a large shape making its way across the lake. The men claimed to have seen 3 to 5 meters of body break the surface of the water. Its skin appeared rough, like that of a crocodile. In 2005, a group was officially formed in the village of Kamikushiki to investigate the mystery of Mossi. Its appearance in multiple lakes was easily explained by the underwater passageways which connect them. But the question of how such an enormous creature came to be in the lake, and what it is, still stand. One of the most popular theories is that the creature is a fish which was placed in the lake through human intervention. In many parts of Japan, catfish and sturgeon have been introduced to the ecosystem, and both species have been reported to grow to huge lengths. Given the size of the reports and the texture of its skin, it would seem that Mossi is most likely a giant sturgeon, with some species of the fish reported to grow over 7 metres, or 20 feet long. The only problem with this theory? There are no known reports of sturgeon being released into any of the 5 lakes. Although reports of Mossi have decreased in recent years, its mystery lives on, and people continue to tell tales of the monster at the foot of Mount Fuji. The folklore of Japan is truly unbeatable, and this episode has barely even begun to share its stories. Those born and raised there will tell you tales passed to them by their parents. Terrifying bedtime stories of the Kappa, a humanoid water demon which would catch the feet of swimmers, dragging them into the depths. Or the Tsukumogami, household objects which after a time develop souls of their own and become either helpful or a nuisance, sometimes even terrifying. It would be impossible to tell you even a fraction of the rich and imaginative folklore in such a short time, both ancient tales, household stories, and modern mysteries. So perhaps we'll just have to come back. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Folklorist, which was researched, written, and recorded by Alana Cook. please rate and subscribe, and you can find us on Instagram at the Folklorist Podcast and on Twitter at Folklorist Pod. And if you know of any weird and wonderful stories from around the globe, please send us a message.